In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Pharaoh removed his ring from upon his hand and put it upon the hand of Joseph. From Genesis chapter 41, verse 42. Let's quickly go to what the Lord spoke to two of his followers on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. These men were distraught and did not realize that it was Jesus who walked with them. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Indeed, all of the scriptures are, as it were, like a dream in which the Lord has revealed amazing and wonderful things, and especially about himself. And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures. And later, after the breaking of bread with the Lord and his disappearing from their sight, the men remarked to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he spoke to us in the way and while he opened up to us the scriptures?" The Lord opens up to us the scriptures, for he promised that a day would come when he would show us plainly of the Father. And so we are blessed to have the heavenly doctrine that reveals to us and opens up to us the interpretation of those passages in the scriptures that otherwise would remain closed and hidden. So ought not Christ to have suffered these things, we read. Ought not Joseph then to have suffered the things he suffered, that Joseph would enter into his glory as a kind of prefiguring of the glory of the Lord? We receive tremendous guidance from the heavenly doctrine as we encounter a story like this that is unfolded verse by verse in the Arcana Celestia. And we will see and expressed what at always will be our best, at best an approximation as we interpret the things that the Lord has presented to us. In the Word, it is perfect. In our perception of it, we are limited by our own natural mind and the limitations of our life in this world. But we can still grasp for understanding and meaning. And so we make an attempt. And in this chapter, we find the summary of this story about Joseph being raised up before Pharaoh. In the present chapter, however, the subject treated of is the influx of the celestial, of the spiritual, into those things of the natural which were retained, namely those in it that were of the intellectual part. Now, what do these things mean? Joseph is the celestial of the spiritual. The celestial is all those things that we associate with love, especially love to the Lord and innocence. The celestial of the spiritual, because when that is received by the Lord out of the heavens in the form of influx, it is always married. That love is always married with truth or wisdom. And so there's the warmth and the light. The celestial of the spiritual. And just as Joseph has this impact in the land of Egypt, so those heavenly things that the Lord inflows into our minds can have an impact within us. So the Lord works into our natural mind. The natural mind is also the Lord's domain. And so Pharaoh also represents the Lord in this story, or for us, in our regeneration, the new natural which the Lord is creating within each one of us. Why is this so? Why is this necessary? Why is it that Joseph seemed to have suffered all these terrible injustices? Well, the Lord, as he's being born in our hearts, we might say, or as we're attempting to live according to his word, we will undergo temptations. Temptations that are described in this passage, Arcana 5036. These evil spirits enter principally into the affections which the man had before and excite them, and also the false and evil things which he had thought and done. Now, who among us have not thought or done evil things? If we had that sort of experience, the evil spirits will flow in and attempt to arouse those and make us identify with those things. And thus, we continue, they bring him into anxiety and often into doubt, even to despair. Such then is the source of spiritual anxieties and the torments which are called the torments of conscience. By influx and communication, these things appear to the man as if they were in himself. And so when we're being infested by evil, something seems to be impelling us to do something we know to be wrong, or they cause us to have a perspective on things that we know is just not right because it's contrary to the Lord's will. These things seem to be in us. And so we continue this passage. One who knows and believes this may be compared to a man who sees himself in a mirror and knows that it is not himself that appears in it or on the other side of it, but only his image. In other words, if we know the truth of the case, when we look into a mirror, we're not fooled that that image is us. We know that is merely a reflection. And we continue, whereas one who does not know and believe this may be compared to a person who sees himself in a mirror and supposes it is himself that appears there and not his image. So this is to help us get some perspective and even some distance from those things that the evil spirits would use to infest our minds, especially as they stir up and excite the things, the evil things and false things which we had done. So even as we consider the different characters in this story, of course there's Joseph and the Pharaoh, there's the butler, there's the appearance in the dreams of these cows and the heads of grain. And so we consider this passage and we're reminded, Arcana 50, 95. Joseph, Pharaoh, the prince of the guards, the butler and the baker, in the internal sense, they indeed signify various things, but only in one person. The reason is that names signify things. As, for instance, Joseph here represents the Lord as to the celestial, spiritual, from the rational. And also, in the natural, Pharaoh represents him as to the new state of the natural, or as to the interior natural. So we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so upon the earth. As in heaven, we can think of Joseph, the celestial of the spiritual. Also upon the earth. Pharaoh, being in a state of obscurity as he experiences these dreams, not knowing what their meaning is, yet looking for answers and seeking out the wisdom of Joseph. And so the natural, represented by Pharaoh, can begin to be made anew. Now, we look at the seven kine, the seven cows that were then the good ones that were then consumed by the evil ones. Those first seven cows, it is said, were beautiful in look. And we read this in Arcana 5199. Spiritual beauty is the affection of interior truth, and spiritual look or appearance is faith. And so by beautiful in look is signified the affection of the truth of faith. From this it is that the angels appear in ineffable beauty. From their faces beams forth the good of love through the truth of faith, which not only appear before the sight, but are also perceived from the sphere coming from them. So what is this saying about us? Does not the Lord grant us those things of spiritual beauty, of an affection of truth? And as we love the truth, we hear teachings from the Word. We know that those teachings are wholesome and useful to our spiritual lives, that they will help us in our natural lives. We embrace them, and we love the Lord for them. And so we are gifted with the years of plenty. The Lord implants within us remains, those things that will help us through the difficult times that surely are to come. We continue reading in Arcana 5202, which sums up this chapter, as there are other passages also that sum up this chapter. In the present chapter, however, the subject treated of is the influx of the celestial of the spiritual into those things of the natural which were retained, namely, those in it that were of the intellectual part, and are signified by the cows, beautiful in look and fat in flesh. But as the natural cannot be reborn as to the things of the understanding alone, there were also things of the will. For in everything there must be something of the intellect and at the same time something of the will in order that it may be anything. And as the former will had been rejected, and we see that evidenced in the rejection of the baker, therefore a new one must flow in its place. This new will is from the celestial of the spiritual, which together with its influx into the natural is treated of in this chapter. How the case is with the natural in this state is described in the internal sense. And then it continues that the truths in it were banished through falsities. And that's the evil cows eating up the good ones. The natural being thus left to the celestial of the spiritual. And by full ears of corn being swallowed up by the empty ones. And afterward by Joseph's making provision for all Egypt. But of the Lord's divine mercy, more will be said on these subjects in the following pages. Moreover, these things are of such a nature as to come with difficulty into the light of human understanding. And so we might read these things and think that they are too challenging for us. They are difficult to understand. But the Lord sees that, and He lets us know that He knows that these things are difficult. For they are, we continue, the secret things of regeneration, of which, though in themselves innumerable, man knows scarcely anything, from his early infancy to the last of his life in the world and thereafter to eternity. The man who is in good is being born again every moment, not only as to interiors, but also as to exteriors. And this by amazing processes. It is these processes that for the most part constitute angelic wisdom, which is known to be ineffable, and to contain such things as ear has not heard, nor eye seen, neither have they entered the thought of man. The internal sense of the word treats of things like these, and thus is adapted to angelic wisdom. And when it flows from this wisdom into the sense of the letter, it becomes adapted to human wisdom. And we'll repeat that. When it flows from this wisdom, from the internal sense, into the sense of the letter, it becomes adapted to human wisdom. And so when we read the story of Joseph being raised out of the pit to be presented before Pharaoh, all those things are things adapted to human wisdom. And so we read about them. We love them. We come to understand them. And then we begin to understand them even more deeply. And we continue. And thereby, in a hidden way, affects those who are in the desire from good of knowing truths from the Word. It affects those who are in the desire from good of knowing truths from the Word. Like the men on the way to Emmaus, how their hearts did burn when the Lord was with them and spoke those wonderful words, opening up the scriptures to them. But we may resist learning about these heavenly things. And the Lord sees that. And so, again, we read in 5221, and it came to pass in the morning that this signifies in this new state. So Pharaoh wakes up. It's the beginning of a new state. His dreams will be interpreted to him. He will be able to do what is necessary to prepare for the time of famine which is to come. How the case herein is clearly perceived by the angels and also by good spirits because they are in a spiritual sphere. To be wise in such subjects and to think about them is delightful to them, to the angels and good spirits. But to a man who is in a natural sphere, and still more to one who is in a sensuous sphere, and yet more to one who is in a more grossly sensuous sphere from bodily and earthly things, such subjects are wearisome. Well, we ask the Lord to help us hold our attention as we read the Word, as we study the heavenly doctrine, to get some glimpse as to what secret ways the Lord in His providence is working within us. And so Joseph is set over all the land of Egypt, that this signifies that this will bring into order all things in the natural mind. And Pharaoh took off his ring from upon his hand. This was our lesson from Arcana 5317, that this signifies a confirming of the power the natural previously had is evident from the representation of Pharaoh as being the natural, and from the signification of ring as being that which confirms, and from the signification of hand as being power. The Lord flows into our natural lives not in a way just to be ethereal or far away or impotent, but the Lord intends to impart to us His power that we might do what is good, that we might shun evils as sins and be useful. He intends for our natural lives to be transformed. Even as it is said of the father, of the son who had wasted all his substance, bring forth the chief robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes upon his feet. And Joseph was given a wife there in Egypt, and he had two sons. And we will mention the first of those sons. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, that this signifies a new will in the natural, and its quality is evident from the representation of Manasseh in the Word as being spiritual good in the natural, and thus a new will. And this name also involves the very quality of this good, or of this new will. For, we read, God hath made me forget all my toil. The name Manasseh means forgetfulness, and it's a word that means the new will. As the Lord gives us a new will, he will give us a forgetfulness of those things which seem to be so important to us that captivated our time and attention as we sought after the pleasures of the world, as we puffed ourselves up with pride, as we desired those things which are forbidden in the Lord's commandments. Let us rejoice that the Lord has given us these teachings. Let us rejoice that he has given us his word, that we might come to see what our spiritual condition is and have hope that the Lord will restore in us a new heart and a new spirit. So may the Lord speak to us concerning this ring. Bring forth the chief robe and put it on him, and put a ring upon his hands and shoes upon his feet, that we may celebrate in the house of the Lord. Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be all glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.